views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. So much is breaking open if you just don't run away. So stay in there. Stay objective. Stay in your heart. And let's get through this together because it's, boy, I got a lot of information for you. If you're just joining us today, know you have found an incredible community, all based in love. We also highly believe in self-love and loving ourselves as the creative force that we are, that it is our responsibility to choose, focus, and stay focused and feel good about what we want in our lives. So, woohoo! If you want to talk to the channel today, please press *1. Or just one, sorry. Just press one, and you'll be put in the lineup. Otherwise, my beautiful Stephen can't tell you that you want to talk to me. Great things happening with BUPPA. I'm going to be doing a program with Jennifer McLean that's going to include BUPPA and all of the great self-love offerings that we have, of which when I started really looking at everything we created around this, it was pretty darn amazing. So I'm excited about that, and please, I want you there. The channel wants you there. I'm testing this, big yes. Sunday, September 25th from 4 to 6 is our next webinar, the 2016 presidential election. This is not about candidates. I want to be very clear about that. It's not about Trump and Clinton and all that stuff, but it is about what it represents spiritually and energetically for us. The huge opportunities that all of this seeming chaos, which is really perfect order, is bringing forward for all of us. And I'm going to jump right in because there's a lot of information. I had some dear friends over whom were some of my early partners in this healing venture world. And we started by looking at disease and dis-ease. We share some of the shaking stuff. And there were a lot of loved ones that were coming forward, right, with some dis-ease. So I want you to understand that was our intention. And the first thing they gave us was it is around the political environment in America right now. So we started with disease, and the first piece of information was what the political hoopla in America is right now is a metaphor for what's creating disease. So that's where we started. Now, as you know, these little tremors that I have, which most people don't even know I have, but my grandfather had Parkinson's, my mother had essential tremors. Both my brothers have severe case of essential tremors, and that's one of the things that one of these friends was bringing in also that she wanted to know about. And they brought up a really, it just threw me against the wall when they said, first of all, why is it called essential? And when I talked to my doctor about the word essential, he said, well, it's basically a medical term, Dee. And he went on to give me this long description, and I looked at him and I said, so bottom line, what it means is that's our fate, that's our destiny, that's our genetics, and we have to accept it. And he kind of looked at me. Fortunately, I have a doctor who is an internist but also practices a lot of homeopathy and Buddhism. And he looked at me and he said, if that's what you believe. You got to love it, how all this stuff is coming together. So basically, what we got, the more we did this work, was this belief in this essential fate that we have to carry is something, a diseased belief, there you go, passed down through the brains from generation to generation to generation. And basically, it is a self-destructive message. This is my cross to bear, okay? This is what I've been given. This is what I've been dealt. This is what is my cross to bear. This is my essential fate that I have to believe in. And that brings with it, and these are the two highest words around disease, shame and guilt about who we are. And who we are, of course, is the God of us. We are our self-creators, our own creators. We can use other people to help us, to guide us, to resonate with what is the truth. But essentially, our fate is that we are the gods of who we are. So when we take responsibility for our own self-creation, then things start changing. So we have created this kind of, or accepted, this hidden amnesia that is the program that runs all of us in different areas. Some of us in relationships, some of us in money, right? This is my cross to bear. I'm destined to hold this fate. So we have to choose to replace that program, right? So then they gave us the movie Casablanca, and Casablanca for me is I want you, but there's a greater good, so I have to give you up, I have to abandon you, I have to leave you, right? But we'll always have Paris. So we have abandoned and left behind ourselves as the God, the creation, the source that we are. You know, you've heard people say often, who do you think you are, God? Well, yeah, we are. But you can feel the shame and the guilt in that question. Who do you think you are, God? Can't be God. You know, that's blasphemy. You're going to go to hell, blah, 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 all the stuff that we've been taught over the years. So most disease is because we are in conflict with who we really are. And that's the devil and the angel on the shoulder. Oh, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God. No, you're not. No, you're not. That's blasphemy. You're going to go to hell if you say that. You're fated in this lifetime. So we struggle, literally struggle, for the limitation, because our limited self feels like who we really are. Let me say that again. Our limited self feels like who we really are because we've lived there so long. But it's the quicksand that's swallowing us up, guys. And again, they're saying right now, they're screaming at me, this is what the election's bringing forward. Are you going to fall into the illusion that we are fated as a country, faded as a people, faded as our own creators, not to get there, not to win? Or do we know that in this very moment, we are in the process of creating what will be? So basically the solution is go to the knowing of your heart. We go to our head through default, and we're taught to live in our head and work things out and figure things out. But you see, our head, our brain, our psyches believe in the default of I have to go to my brain so I can create the struggle so I can somehow keep myself alive instead of create. So number one, go to your heart. That's where your true knowing is. Number two, we are balancing all energies right now around processing from our heart. I believe it. I accept it. I know it as the highest truth, and so it is. And then the third thing they gave us is all you need is self-love. Again, guys, how much are we honoring ourselves? How much are we congratulating ourselves, accepting the beautiful things that we are creating? How many times in a day are we having loving thoughts about ourselves? When we do that, we move into the trust of ourselves as the God and the creative force. So let go of the struggle and create. Let go of the struggle and create. And they want to remind you, please do not deal with reality. That's not what's going to get you what you want. Reality is what has already been created from a place of default. So if you're dealing with a reality, you're dealing with the lie that's already been created. So the more you go, yeah, but this is what's really happening, you're looking at the lie instead of what can be created from the truth of living in your heart and loving yourself. So empower yourself in any way that you can this week. In any way that you can, empower yourself to know that you know that you know. And so it is, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Can I go to the calls? And off we go. Okay, I'm going to start with Brian because I was told to. Hi, Brian. What's up?
Hey, Dee. How are you? Good.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Fantastic. This is actually a very perfect introduction, of course. Years ago, you may remember, right before I had my quote-unquote shit hit the fan, I had a very, very clear message from God, which was that there is never, ever, ever a reason to fear. And
what?
Recently, I've had never a reason to fear.
Fear, yes.
Yep. And recently, I've had that conversation over and over again, and I'm at a point now where if I sense something coming up that I don't like, you know, something with my financial situation, you know, and I feel myself starting to fall into that, I can stop myself and just even turn to God and say, all right, God, what do I have to fear? And he'll just kind of like, you know, almost like he's winking at me. He's like, nothing. And which I think
okay,
is great.
Okay, so
but I feel
let's
like,
expand that, Brian. You are your own creator on this plane, and the God, the force, the creative force, the energy works with you to create mm-hmm. what you focus on and direct. The only thing to fear is that you're not taking initiative to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to clear that up for everybody. So
please, yeah, because I felt like there was a piece of it that I was missing, that I wasn't quite getting in. So
well,
I
the piece you're missing
that
is you keep asking God and you forget that you're a part of God. The God,
okay.
You see, it's got to start with your God.
Yep.
And then all the rest of the God can come in and help. But until you take responsibility, I mean, for example, there are people in the spiritual world now, and that they just go from person to person to person to person, teacher to teacher to teacher to teacher, looking for the answer, never knowing it's them. And so they never really say what they want. They don't have a plan for their life. They don't know that it's up to them to focus and feel good about that so that God, the creative force, can come in and harmonize with them in the creation of it. And so, you know, they just keep listening to all kinds of people, and then they get confused because everybody understands it differently. And they spend years and years of frustration going, well, I'm trying to create my life, but it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because you haven't taken the responsibility for being the God of you.
Got it.
That's your answer, Ryan. That's always been your answer. And so,
very true.
So, you know, then we run into eons and eons and eons and decades and lifetimes of the church saying that that's not the way it is.
Right.
So I really am a believer in community and coming together and worshiping together. I'm a huge believer in that. There's all kinds of studies that shown what that does to your conscious, your subconscious, your vibration, your frequency, right? But if you're going to go participate with another group in a religious organization, go in with your own self-empowerment and go, okay, I'm here to work with the one energy in creating my life. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to feel good about right now. Wow, God, come in and sit with me, pray with me, work with me, and let's create this together. But God helps him who helps himself, Brian. It's got to start with you. You got it?
All right. I certainly got it.
You have any other questions or arguments?
I have no argument. I've got no question. Let me just see if there's anything else that needs clarification. I feel like, you know, the more I do this, I see the evidence in my life of how things are turning up, because I know that there's a lot of projects I've been working on that are about to happen, a very, very big breakthrough, big coming into fruition. And I guess there's a question of how do I handle all this?
The same way. The same way
exactly.
You create everything.
Exactly.
I know I can do this because I asked for it. I've created it, and I am the God of me that gets to choose through divine love to handle this in the highest way with the greatest balance. You see, write down how you want to handle it. Be clear who you want to be in the creation of this. Get clear and then feel good about that and keep your focus on it. That's it.
That is it. That is everything.
And if you... You know, if you need help at some point, you'll bring the divine right people to you. And when you're ready
Absolutely.
To expand, the divine right time will come for you. That's the way it works.
Wonderful.
Okay? Love you.
All right, Dee.
And
I love you.
That's
Thank
why
you.
They wanted me to start with you.
All right, I have a feeling.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Dee. Thank you. All right, bye.
Well, that's about the... You know, you ain't going to get any more clear than that. Alicia in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Everything has been so for me the way it always is. I'm not sure where I am with my question now.
What was your question?
Well, I've been creating a new home and the financing
okay,
for
it. Okay,
it
goes right to know. Goes right to
really?
Know when you say that. So let's see where you're falling out. Okay, there's a part of you, boy, that came in loud and clear. There's a part of you, and we can even hear it in the vibration of your voice, beautiful person I love, that is a little down about this, a little victim-y about this. So what's
up
with that?
Yeah, last week I'm not sure. Last week I was 100% in. I knew it was happening. And like Wednesday, it felt like all the energy was gone. And I was like, this doesn't feel like it's going to happen anymore. And I'm not
sure. Okay. All right. So then you stand back as an observer and you go, wow, I was in the vibration of this house and creating it, and now I'm not. What the hell happened? You know, what happens is that we go into such an emotional reaction, and then we don't do the work. We don't do what we know, the simplicity of, okay, I'm not feeling good. This isn't going to get me what I want. So I'm going to feel good. And they're taking me to number three on the first sheet. And for those of you that are just joining us, these are a compilation of 20 years of work, these sheets that I go to. You can get them with the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. Okay, here. Okay, they're saying you don't really understand, and we're going to clarify it for everyone, how important the charge of you is. You are literally the charge. Whatever you're sending out, right, is the charge that the universe responds to. And it doesn't judge it as positive or negative. It just says, oh, there's a charge. I'll go match that charge electrically.
Okay.
So when you went from feeling good to going back to feeling despondent about it, which is exactly what I described in the first part of the show. You heard the first part of the show, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's the default, you see. Oh, I'll go back to my brain. So what made you go back to your brain and go, this probably isn't possible?
I had a conversation with my stepson, and it just sucked all the life out of me.
That's right. And so at that moment, you went, hi, I'm not the God of me. I'm going to go back into fear and shame, and I'm going to buy into this BS fear that you're putting me in. Now, isn't that also what's going on in this presidential election? It's all about fear and shame, all of it. So I want to read you. Well, no, they're saying no. Okay, so are you going to be unmessed with in your creation process, or are you going to be deferring to everybody that puts you into fear? Who do you want to be?
I want to be the God of me and know that I'm creating my life.
Okay, so are you going to be it or not?
Yes, I am it. This is happening.
Okay, so your job is to feel great about this house.
Okay.
Now, they want to clarify that, for example, for me to sit here right now, I know how much money I will make this year. I have a pretty good idea within $5,000 how much money I'm going to make this year. For me to go, I'm going to move into a $10 million house in 3 months, there's no part of me that believes that. So when you're creating, you have to believe what you're creating. It's not a test for the universe going, oh, okay, well, I don't freaking believe this at all. Let's see what you're going to do with this one. That's not the way it works. Is that what you're doing? I'm getting a no, but is there anything?
No, I believe it's completely possible. I feel like the first part of the week, it was like the universe brought in all of this information to show me that this is possible and you can totally believe it's going to happen.
Yep.
It was like there were clues everywhere, and then I just fell out.
You fell out because he brought you back to, quote unquote, what his belief of reality is.
Yeah, and I don't want to. Yeah, I'm done.
You don't want to play. You don't want to play in that playground, because
I really don't.
You know, he's not too happy about the world right now. Let him have that playground. You go play someplace else, and then he'll go, wow, maybe I want to go play over there too. But you don't go play in his. unless it's a vibrational match to what you want. Got it?
I like it. I'm in. Yes. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Good. Let us send me a picture when you find it, will you?
I will do that.
Your house. All right, baby. Thank you. Okay, Jeannie in Utah, you're up. What's on? What's up?
Hi. I knew this was coming. Because I just, can you hear me?
I can, baby.
Okay. I just resonated so well with that lady that just called, because when you are trying, it seems like it's such a struggle to try and be in this world, be the light, stay in that great place, strive for more, and then you're in with people, in your family, or in the world, and it just feels like it just
yeah, there's a great statement from the first psychology study I ever did. Be in the world, but not of it. Be in the world, but don't, you know, mess with all the vibrations. Okay, well, let's go back to what they said this disease in the brain is. This is my cross to bear, and that's what we're talking about. So in your family, in your lineage, there was a lot of struggle and trying to conquer the struggle, wasn't there?
Yes.
Okay. You're carrying that on, but you're also trying to break out of that. And a lot of you have broken out of that. But guys, it's not, you know, like a one-time fix here. It's lifetimes of muscle that we have to retrain and reprogram. Is it hard? No. Do you have to struggle? No. Do you have to remain conscious? You bet. And, you know, like what I certainly, and anybody that follows Abraham will tell you, Esther falls out all the time. She falls out all the time because on this plane, we are learning again that we don't have to. So when we fall out, we now can go, oh, I get it. I don't like this vibration. I know the other vibration now. So the more often I can bring me back, the more often and quicker I can choose to be positive and happy and feel good again, the more I will regularly stay here until pretty soon this is the playground I live in all the time.
I agree.
So you want to let go of the struggle and just make the decision?
I do, and then physically
but you haven't.
Tiring.
But you haven't, Jeannie. And that's why you're so tired. You keep fighting against just being your own creator. You keep fighting against them. You can't be your own creator while you're fighting against anybody.
And I can't save other people.
No. You're fighting against yourself, sweetheart. We are all fighting against ourselves. We are in the struggle of, am I going to still be the victim? Am I still going to allow others to create and define who I am and my vibration? Or am I going to do whatever I have to do to feel good? Because that's what I know is going to get me what I want. That's what's going to get me what I want. So do I really want what I want? And I get a no. So why wouldn't you want what you want?
Lack of faith in myself that I can do it.
You bet. They took me right to number 4 on page 1. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. And I would like to add to that, my heart is open and merged with my whole brain. So the next time you're challenged, the best thing you can do is go to your heart. Go to your heart, Jeannie. Go to your heart. You go to your head, and then you get all confused, and you start arguing with yourself, and you start arguing with them, and you start arguing for being right. And none of that is going to keep you in the vibration that you're asking for. I am the power, the love, the joy and the choice. My heart is open and merged with my whole brain. So how does it feel? How does this feel? If it feels bad, leave it. If it feels good, walk into it. But, you know, the quicker you can make that choice, the faster you turn around. Because what happens is you have, oh, my God, he's put me in fear. Oh, I hate that fear. Maybe I can't ever get this house. I don't even know why I ever thought I could get this house, but I really believed I could get this house, and now I'm feeling really angry that I can't get this house. And then it's like a snowball, you know. One thought creates another thought, creates another thought, creates another thought, and then it takes you longer to get back to the place of joy and love where you're really going to create what you want.
Which also makes you tired, and then you're also creating that same scenario over and over again.
Well, of course, anytime you fight or resist anything, you're going to get tired. If you stand there and push against a wall for 2 hours, trust me, you're going to be really tired. And metaphorically, that's what you're doing with energy, is you're pushing against it and going, okay, I get it. You guys don't believe like I do. I'm going to go to my playground. Love you. Don't judge you. Love you unconditionally, but don't put your bullshit on me. Okay? That's your answer.
Okay.
All right,
thank
darling.
You.
You bet. Guys, I've just walked this. I am walking it. I'm walking it with you every moment, everything we talk about. It works. And when you come back, you are free. So don't give up on it. Commit to it. You will be walking into, you are walking into your freedom. Layla in Tucson. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. The theme must be moving today.
Everything. Things are moving so quickly. And, you know, by the end of this month, we're going to have a lot of clarity and a lot of stuff is going to be opening up. What can we do for you today, right now?
This moment, I've been guided to ask the channel for guidance about manifesting moving.
Well, first of all, when I say you've decided to move, I get a no. So the universe can't help you until you decide. It's like putting the universe on freeze frame. So when I say you want to move, I get a no. You feel like you have to move, Layla?
I'm being told that for the last 10 years I've been told by spirit that I'm supposed to move back to California.
Okay. Well, spirit's you. So you're telling yourself, I have an urge. I have a desire. I am listening to my higher self and it's telling me to move back to California. So this is an interesting, this is beautiful to bring this call in right now because Layla is listening to her heart and then her brain comes in and says, what the heck are you doing that for? What are you doing that for? And then you come up with all the, you know, reasons why you shouldn't be doing it, blah, 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 and your head starts. And then the universe goes, well, I'll just sit here and wait till she decides. Head or heart. So is that true? When you drop into your heart, you feel the excitement, and it's like kind of like the birth of a new baby, that kind of excitement when you think about moving back to California?
I think I feel good about it. It's just been the how that's, I think, blocking.
Yes, the how is keeping you. Okay, everybody listen to this. She's wondering, she got the divine hit to do it, and then her brain went, oh, my God, how am I going to create this? And then she stopped creating because she couldn't see how. Your job right now, Layla, is, wow, this feels good. This feels so exciting. I know that when I am committed to this, the universe is coming in right now, the minute I commit, to help me create how to do this.
I've been doing that for a long time.
Nope. They're saying you haven't even written down a plan. You had the divine hit to move back here, and then you stopped. You haven't seen the house. When I even say you're clear about the area, I get a no.
Oh,
and so,
but
go ahead.
I've been looking at homes. I've been looking, writing down everything to decorate the home. And, I've been doing everything possible, feeling it, sitting in my home and how it feels to be there with my mate and sharing it with other people. I spend a lot of time.
Yeah, I get a yes
that.
On all that. I get a yes on all of that. Hold on, I want to make sure. Am I understanding this in the highest way? Because this is kind of tricky. So, yes, you are doing that. Yes, you are feeling into that. Yes, you are seeing the house. Okay, all right. So that's why you went to know? The place you're falling out is you can't see how to do it. And that is thwarting the creation of the whole thing. So the channel would like you to start stating, I absolutely see a clear way of how to do this. Now, you have to feel good and feel joyful before you make that claim, so that you are stating exactly what you want, like it's already created, because as soon as you stated it is, while you're feeling good. So can you feel the excitement about you and the creative force working together, knowing exactly how to do this? Can you feel that excitement?
Well, I have, and then reality, it's like,
yeah.
I do it, I feel it, and then it doesn't happen, and I don't know if it's just the time and momentum that Abraham talks
okay.
about.
Okay, now we're going to go to a core belief, because what she just described was, I start doing it, and then it doesn't happen, and then I stop creating, and it for sure doesn't happen then because I've stopped creating. This page, we are going to core beliefs. This page here. Okay, so bottom line is, I'm using all these words, the first one, second one. I'll never be good enough. So I leave my creation, and that's, again, exactly what they gave us for the first of the show. I'll never be good enough, so I will leave the knowing that I'm God. I will react to my stepson. I will feel despondent about creating my home. I will forget that I'm God. I will feel a lot of shame and guilt for that. And then I have to start all over with the creation. And that's why we get some of what we want. We get a little of what we want. We may get everything of what we want and then lose it. We may get everything of what we want and then feel guilty and not be happy having it, because we are still in the battlement of just accepting we're the creative force. So if you can quit fighting how it's going to be done, Layla, and accept joyfully that it is being done right now, a lot of things are going to, well, they're correcting me, are opening up for you right now. Your job is to stay happy and feel good about this move. Do you understand?
Right. So I've been doing that. So then, like Abraham, do not, for how long do you not take any action until
it, you are taking action.
When,
you are taking
I'm
action.
Sorry?
You are right. taking action. You're just not taking physical action. So if you got up every morning and said, okay, I am creating this move easily and effortlessly and joyfully. It's happening right now. All of the hows and whys are getting worked out for me. I'll keep looking. I'll keep imagining my house. I'll keep feeling great about being in Southern California. And I will know exactly when to take further action on this. You see, you keep saying and feeling into what you want, baby. Okay? That's it.
Okay.
All right. I know. See, I can hear the hesitation and the doubt in your voice.
Well, because I've been doing it for a few years. And
well, there's
I do.
You
I
have not been
the
doing the part of seeing that it is absolutely worked out how to do it. That's your last piece, and that's what you need to be moving into your knowing for. Okay? And don't
lose
the joy.
Do I just let go of the how and just let the universe?
You bet. And then
okay.
The universe will bring to you the steps you have to take. And you'll hear it. And then you'll have a choice to take them. All right, darling. Good
okay.
luck to you. You can
All
do
right,
this,
thanks.
Layla. You can do this.
Thank
and
you, Dee.
You're
love
welcome.
You.
I love you, too. And this is what all of us are going through. What she just described was the moment of choice. Am I going to give up and go back into the deferment of my brain and this old, this is my cross to bear? Or in this moment, in this defining moment, am I going to look away from reality and go, I'm the God of me, the universe responds, we're creating this now. Okay, we're going to Donna in Australia. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking
Hello,
my
love.
Call.
Yeah, of course.
I've had an eye problem since February, and I've looked at it from, had different healings, homeopathy, Chinese medicine, been to my ophthalmologist, but I'm just not getting any clarity on what it's about.
Well, clarity.
In other words.
They want to start with the word clarity. That's a great word. And it's about something that you're not seeing clearly. And they are going directly to exactly what we talked about this entire show, is you are inviting yourself to see yourself clearly as the God and the creative force of you that you are. You know, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, right? And so I would go into your heart, go into your love place, get yourself into that really high vibration and go, wow, this is what it feels like to see me clearly as the God and the creator of me. There's no higher information or definition. This is how your body is dealing with dis-ease, right? You are not at ease with yourself. If I asked you, why are you in so much fear about being God, what would you say?
It's usually about being judged by others, others' opinions, and
stepping
out and being me.
Uh-huh. But I'm telling you, the other playground with the other kids that see themselves as God and don't judge, it's a lot more fun. Because judgment...
Haven't thought of that.
Yeah, judgment's a lower vibration, darling. So, you know, if you're on the other side and you're a baby just getting ready to be born, would you rather be born into a family that says you're beautiful and you're incredible and you're your own empowering force in this world and there's nothing you can do, or be born into a family that goes, you're a big piece of shit, give up? Which would you prefer?
oh, I can do whatever I want to do, you know, encourage.
Of course.
Me. Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you can be the new baby being born into that right this moment. Be born into a new life. That's what they meant by born again, and then they added a lot of guilt and judgment along with being born again in the religious world, right?
Mm.
So you just tell your eyes, thank you, I have the information now, and I choose to see myself clearly as my own creative force. You can clear up now.
And
now,
that
doesn't
mean
that you might not, at this point, have to have some medical treatment for it. I want to be clear, guys, that when we talk about medical things, I'm not ever telling you, ever, not to see a medical professional. I am telling you the energy behind what's the creation of it so that you can take steps energetically to shift it around so that when the problem does get rectified, it doesn't come back. Those of you that have had cancer 3 times, you've got to know that the core issue around your cancer has not been addressed, otherwise it wouldn't be coming back.
Mm.
Okay?
And so, Dee, that means I can create whatever I want then in any area, isn't it? It's just about me.
In any area. Creation is creation. This is what I don't want. This is what I do want. I'm going to hold my focus on that, but first, I'm going to feel really good. I'm going to get myself in a high, joyful vibration because I know that when I get that thing, this is how it's going to feel. And I want my subconscious and my conscious and my super conscious to go, oh, wow, money, feeling great, joyful. Health, feeling great, joyful. Relationships, feeling great, joyful. Wow, this is, when I get what I want, this is where I live all the time. So I'm going to live here all the time to create what I want.
And so, and defaulting back into doubt every now and then, that's normal, but it's getting back on track, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's not judging you. It's accepting yourself. You know, I'm human. This is the way it is. Fell off a little bit there. Wow, doesn't feel good to get back on. Doesn't feel good to come to this playground again.
Yeah, yeah. It always
good for
does.
Me.
Yeah.
I did it in 3 weeks instead of 3 years this time.
Mm.
Good for me. I
yes.
did it in 3 days instead of 3 weeks. Oh, now it's 3 hours instead of 3 days. Oh, wow. I'm kind of living here all the time.
Yes. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, you guys. This call again. You know, it's like, oh, we are just something. Kim in Phoenix, you're on. Hi, babe.
Hey, Dee, how you doing?
Good.
Man, this is such a great call, and you already
Thank
know
you.
That.
I do know
this
that.
Past, oh, yeah. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. this past week, I've been catching myself, you know, falling in and out of my power because my right foot's been bugging me. And, you know, I've been bringing myself,
Move forward,
you know,
Kim.
Bah!
Move forward. Your right,
okay.
Your right foot, they screamed it into my head. Move forward. Don't hold yourself back in this argument but about do I have the right, am I God, blah, 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 all that stuff. Go to your heart, balance all the energies around processing from the heart, and love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, and move forward.
Wow, I thought I was doing that.
You are. All right, let me say this again, everybody. We're all doing it. Everybody
okay.
in this community is doing it. And we're on a human plane where we haven't done this in
mm-hmm.
flipping lifetimes.
Okay.
Right, almost back to the beginning of time. So we're all doing it. We just now are asking ourselves to do it consistently.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All it's about. So when you go, oh, okay, my back's hurting me. Well, that makes me want to go into this lower vibration. What's wrong with my back? And, geez, and I want to feel good and blah, blah, blah. Right? You go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, one thought led to another, and pretty soon I'm about ready to flush myself down the toilet. Right?
Yeah.
Because of this back or this foot or this stepson or this house or whatever it is that's allowing me to let myself default back into my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to my heart. What do I know? I know that I'm my own creator, and I know that I create perfect health. I know I create instantaneous healing if I want. I already have the proof, if I'm Kim, that I heal myself. I've healed myself from cancer. I've brought great, incredible healers to work with. I brought in great, incredible doctors. I did the work the entire time that I was challenged with this. Look at what a great creator I am. And
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to accept that and really move forward into my power. There is an opportunity, Kim, they're saying, for you to be an incredibly powerful channel. But you have to get over this lesson of accepting yourself as powerful.
Wow, I never thought of myself as a channel. That's interesting.
Exactly. That's why you aren't yet. But you haven't thought of yourself as a channel because you've thought of yourself as less than, darling. And whatever we want to be, we have to feel and know that it absolutely is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we learned a lot in our last webinar, The Plan of Your Life. Those of
yes.
you that didn't hear it, I'd go listen to it, especially before the next thing and with all this material coming in now about what the presidential election thing is about. It's about so much more. It's not about the election, guys. It's not about the election. It's about the opportunity. Let's see if we can sum it up before the show's over. They're telling me to go to a core belief. The other page. Of course, it's always the other page. Here. 16. Okay. Beautiful. Perfect. It's the core belief, I'm scared to death to go. This and the election and what's going on politically and everywhere in the world, Syria, Russia, the hurricanes that are hitting, okay, I'm scared to death to go, and what to go means is to be the God I am. I'm scared to death to accept it. I'm scared to death to live there consistently. I'm scared to death because if I try, and going back to Layla, if I try and I don't get it, then I have proof I'm not. And that's not true. If you try and you don't get it, there's just some part of you that still needs to learn to get on board with the possibility of what you want to create. This is our great moment, guys. This is our great opportunity, our amazing opportunity, our blessed opportunity, our powerful opportunity to go, yes, I am the I am. And you set down the plan of your life and you focus on it and you feel good. And whenever you don't feel good, you come back to feeling good and stating what you want and holding the focus and then letting it go. And that's your answer, Kim. Walk forward into your power. That's
okay.
What it is. Now, mentally, spiritually, chemically, emotionally, dimensionally. Out of all of those, the foot is most about the spiritual shift.
Hmm.
More spiritual than energetic. Spiritual than physical. They're saying everybody that called today, you asked a spiritual question and you got a spiritual answer. And that is that I accept the charge, the definition. They're showing me a knight on a white horse. So knights were given missions, you know. They were given causes. And right now, they'll take the word cause. This is our greatest cause, to love ourselves, to live in our hearts, and to know and accept the power of the creative force that we are. And so it is. I charge you all with that cause as my knights. Yeah, and you know what they're showing me is a bunch of us on horseback together. They're, meaning you and me and everybody, we're on the same ride here. And do not despair about the world. That will only bring you a world of despair. Look away from reality. That's what we have created through default. And see the world of peace and love and joy and harmony, integrity, and truthfulness that you know is the truth of who we are. And so it is. I'm getting nothing else, Kim. Thanks for ending the show on such a powerful note.
And thank you, Queen D, for taking my call.
Yes. Goodbye. Okay, well, enough said. Please join me for the webinar on Sunday, September 25th, 4 through 6 Pacific time. It's going to blow our socks off, I guarantee you. When this information came in, I said, gosh, should I hold it for the private? Or, I mean, for the seminar? And they said, oh, no, there's going to be so much more. So until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about. Go be the gods of you and create.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.